Go.
I call this committee on, in order on committee of university, I call this meeting into order of the Committee on University Affairs, 83rd Senate Session of the Associated Students on Tuesday, February 9th, 2016 at 5:31 p.m. in the President's Conference Room in the Center for Student Engagement, third floor of the Jill Crowley Student Union.
There you go.
First agenda item, meeting, oh no, second agenda item, roll call.
Senator Loera.
Present.
Senator Krupe.
Present.
Senator Hanna.
Present.
Senator Mathias?
Present.
Senator Reckon?
Present.
Is met.
Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Moving to agenda item 4, minutes. We don't have the minutes right now for February 2nd, 2016, so we're moving on to agenda item 5, old business. So legislation regarding campus escort and parking services within the resource center haven't made much leeway since break, since we got back from break. So I will be emailing Marianne Christensen again soon. Moving on to legislation regarding establishing a drink at the hub for a scholarship through ASUN, Senator Agnew.
I just got the information from CC Cervantes the other day. I just went through it, so.
To the next piece of legislation regarding the establishment of the uniform compost under my tonight. Okay, legislation regarding the creation of and sponsorship for newspaper containers. So,
The sponsor, one of them got back to me, and so I sent that to CC to see if she liked it.
Okay. Next legislation regarding establishing more lights. Oh, sorry, public comment from Dr. Beattie.
The newspaper friends, and they're sponsored by like local businesses. So like I got that from like people that live in the Midtown Merchants Association, theirs. And it holds like the sagebrush and everything, but also has recycling bins in it, because we don't have recycling bins like freestanding on campus, so it would like help out with those problems. Because the current sagebrush ones are
paid. So you'd be buying them, or you would be getting them from the Merchants Association for free? And then they would be advertising for free.
Yes.
And then would we have any control of what goes in there? Like if we don't like the advertising,
it's supposed to be
Midtown
like
opens up a new strip club.
No, it's supposed to just say Midtown Merchants. It's like their logo on the top of it. They have them in Midtown.
Then when returned, would they, just questions, would they put University of Nevada Reno stuff in the ones they have downtown as a reciprocal agreement to advertise the university? Make it more of a partnership? Okay.
I got you.
All right, who are you dealing with, Scott? The guy that owns Reno MD?
He's updating his copyright. He has it since 2009.
All right. Any more? Comment on that one? Yes, Dr. Beattie.
And has anybody talked to the editor of the Sagebrush?
I asked him, and he was like, can I find him?
Obviously passionate.
Yeah. Just a recycling bin. We're seeing.
All right, further comment?
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Dr. Beattie.
And then who picks up the recycling bin? So someone may want to talk to facilities about that if you're adding to their workload, right?
Okay, ready.
Otherwise, no. You have stacks of recycling around these things and people go, I don't know who picks it up, it's not my job to pick it up.
Any further comment in regards to the establishment of uniform, oh no, why do I keep saying that? The creation and sponsorship for newspaper containers. All right, moving on to the next piece of legislation regarding establishing more lights down Evans Street. Senator Hanna and Senator Krupe.
Same update as last week, we're just waiting for master plan so we can see where the dead zones are.
Public comment from Dr. Beaver.
Oh, so I'm just trying to think. If the lights were on Adams Street, depending on what side of the street they were on, one side would be university responsibility, the other side would be city?
Yes, so he sent me the plans for the RTC and the university right now. So the university is only planning on putting them on where Pebble Park is. And then the RTC is planning to do the entire bike lane on the side that's owned by Reno, but it leaves a huge dead gap for us. And so they said as soon as they get their final plans, they're going to see where those dead zones are, and then they're going to like start asking for support to get funding for those certain zones. Because our side will be super, super dead.
All right, further comment on this piece of legislation? Yes.
Just one on that. We might want to do it when Chairman Lucas gets back, but it might just be best to table that until we have more information on it so we don't have to go over it every week.
Okay.
Or I guess we could just do that right now, but that's easy. Sure. Call me again. I move to table legislation regarding. Regarding establishment of more lights down Evans Street until we get information back from the university with their finalized plans.
Is there a second? Senator Mathias.
Second.
All right. Any discussion on the motion to table? Senator Ragnon.
Okay. I mean, I see where you're going with that, but I mean, it's not actually a piece of legislation to the point of tabling it. If you don't have any progress, couldn't you just say you don't have any progress?
That's fair too. Yep, that's true.
All right, so we still have to vote on it. So all in favor of the motion to table this piece of legislation, say aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? All right, the nays have it. Okay, any further comment on this piece of legislation? On this project. Okay. Moving on to the next legislation regarding establishing music on campus, Senator Krupe and Senator Mathias. Senator Krupe.
Yeah, so my current plans are to talk to other buildings on campus after the Joe gets things up and running. Unofficially, I'm working with the Joe to try to push forward on a project to revamp the entire audiology system in the building. There's a lot of stuff. I was talking to the technology supervisor for the student union. There's a lot of stuff that we don't use in the building for the audio equipment, and a lot of stuff that we currently have planned, or that they currently have plans to upgrade. So once they're able to do that, I talked to Chuck Price as well, and he said that that's absolutely something that the Joe can do. He just has to figure out how we would regulate it when there's, I guess, events in the building where someone has the entire third and fourth floor reserved. That's the current issue with the system, is that you press play and the music goes throughout the entire building. There is no segregation of floors. So that's something that they're looking at changing, and once that happens, we'll be able to move forward with it and then expand other buildings on campus that are, I guess, open to the idea, seeing as some academic buildings aren't necessarily as fond of it yet.
Okay. Senator Ragnon?
I'm just curious as to the... I'm sorry, hold on. So they already play music in the show. I don't quite understand, like, are you trying to expand where they're playing the music, or?
Senator Krupe?
It's kind of just trying to make it more consistent and then expand it throughout campus. I kind of just wanted to use the Joe as a template because I knew that they already had the infrastructure for it. And the ability to do it. The main reason that they don't is, again, like I said, just because when there's special events on third and fourth floor, they can't shut off just those floors. So it usually just doesn't get played, and there's no simple way to regulate what music gets played and all that stuff. So they're currently working on revamping that system so that it's easier to do.
Senator Ragnon.
So just to clarify, the music that plays in that hallway where the doors are by the cantina and the music that plays outside is not what you're talking about, or are you talking about doing the entire building?
Senator Krupe.
Talking about doing the entire building.
Okay.
The music that plays right outside the cantina is actually controlled by that space.
Okay.
Which is also, I don't know if the public information yet, which is also being revamped. Or renovated.
Sorry,
Hannah.
So,
Mr.
Kellogg,
Supervisor Joe, is pretty okay with this?
Yes, absolutely. It's something that he's been working on for about a year.
Okay. Any more comment. Okay, moving on to the next item, legislation regarding creating a waste reduction program, Senator Ragnow.
Yeah, so I'm starting research on that this weekend. I've already done some research on it, and it's worked well at another university. They were able to cut down their waste by half, so hopefully I'm going to try to contact somebody from the university whose name is escaping me right now, and basically find out what exactly their program was, what the parameters of their program were, so we can see if we can kind of custom fit that to our university.
All right, any further comment on this? Okay, moving on to the next one, legislation regarding promotion of an ASUN Senate legislation tracker. I still haven't made much progress on this. I still have to contact Raul and Director Soupy, which I will be doing today for sure. So, Senator Ragnow.
I don't quite understand why we're doing that if there's already something online.
Mm-hmm.
Tracking ASA legislation, isn't there? Isn't that part of our archive meetings?
Public
or not archive meetings, past legislation.
It's part of open meeting law, so yeah, you can go. So yes, you can go on the Senate website anytime you want and look at all the legislation under archive. It's not as convenient, maybe, as a legislative tracker like legislative affairs use, that will just follow a particular bill for you. So I'm not sure what exactly you're looking for, if that makes sense, in the bill.
I just wanted to clarify. So when I said archive meetings, I actually meant past legislation. There's actually a tab on the website that
mm-hmm.
allows you to see past legislation, and it shows whether or not a bill's been passed or like where it is right now. So isn't that technically already in existence?
Can I answer that now? Okay. So yeah.
Yeah, you're running things. You can talk about it.
Yeah, sorry. It's so hard to get into this. Okay, so what I wanted to do with this is kind of just advertise it more to students so that they know what we're doing. I think that's just my main goal with this.
Just so you know, I provide a report to, I stopped sending it to Director Soupy because he never did anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I provide a report every week to Dr. Ellis, Dr. Marzinski, Lexi, well, the Senate Secretary, that outlines every bill that's on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And has a 2-sentence summary of what it is and what it means. And then I send it back out Wednesday evening or Thursday morning, and whether or not it passed or failed.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I started with Caden last year and Lexi after the gender inclusive bathrooms, and students were saying you didn't tell us anything. The idea was is that they could take anything they thought was important out of that and send it across social media to Facebook or anywhere else. Media has been largely inefficient. They've done nothing with it all year. So about 2 months ago, I stopped sending it to them. I still send it to Lexi for her records. And it's essentially just, and I send it to all the CSE staff so they can see when a piece of legislation is coming up, if it may impact their area, that they know that maybe they should show up to Senate to talk about it. So I do that report weekly. I usually send it out Friday, and it's, I call it next week in Senate. Or if I don't get to it, I send it out Monday, and it's this week.
So with that, would I probably just look into writing a piece of legislation, possibly having this be a part of Director Soupy's job, so to promote it on social media or doctors?
I don't know if every piece of legislation that hits the table people want to hear about it, especially the stuff that comes through GovOps that's changing stuff in the SAS, you know? But I haven't seen any of it in social media all year, which would indicate to me that they believe that none of it's been important enough. And maybe it hasn't. It's not my call for the students to hear about before Senate.
Senator
Hannah,
Senator Max.
So I think what we should do is get on Director Soupy and be like, hey, this is the, maybe let him know, hey, this is kind of the bigger stuff that's going on in Senate right now. You should send this out, and maybe like these are three bills that we've been kind of working on that kind of impact the whole student body as well, like, or different sections of the student body, so that he can send it out and get, let people kind of know what's going on.
Senator Hannah,
I am more than happy to ask him about it in his report.
know, I think what you guys are talking about is the best way, because you know what you think students will think is an important topic coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them they're not. As an administrator, I may think something's really important, and maybe students don't care, you know? So you're best suited to do this, and you see every piece of legislation coming through subcommittees, and you talk about it. So especially if you hear a lot of debate in the subcommittee, it's probably important. So I think you guys are the best ones to inform Director Stupi and then let him know that you think it should go up. Because I'm sure he just got tired of reading all my reports, especially on the ones that have like 15 pieces of legislation, right?
Mm. Senator Regna.
Just to clarify, who is actually in charge of the past legislation? Because it hasn't been updated in a long time. Like, none of our legislation's on there right now.
Dr. Beebe.
The Senate secretaries are in charge of that, but the reason a lot of that's not up there is it was up there, and we just switched back from the Abbey agency to KPS3. So they had pre-saved some stuff for when we went live, so none of those updates hit the website. Lexi's staff just finished an audit on all of that, and they're providing Raul with the information to get updated.
Okay, awesome.
Any further questions? Alright, perfect. Last legislation regarding the creation of a wolf shop for how to drive in the snow. A workshop, okay. Senator Hannah.
Okay, so Director Partrick shot back to me, and he like has a little bit of sketch about the liability on like the campus if we hold it. So I put out, like, I started social media stalking people that teach these like as a job. So I'll get back to them. All
right. Dr. Beattie.
So the other thing you might want to do is I would put in university driving courses. Adverse weather conditions, like Google that, and another university may come up that already does it, and they may have reliable people on that.
I found a bunch of Facebook events that did it, like right as their welcome back week, they did it. Oh, the store did a lot of like Oregon schools too.
Then maybe programming could bring someone in.
Let's see. Any further comment on this? Okay, moving to agenda item number 6, new business. 6A, discussion on future legislation. Is there any? Oh, yeah, Senator Regnum.
I'm going to start looking into possibly getting Wi-Fi out at the university main station. Actually, not the main station, basically, it's that outcropping over by Valley Road that has a bunch of cabin buildings.
Dr. Beebe.
Is that part of the university technology fee implementation that's going through?
That's what I wanted to look up. I wanted to start looking into that. And if it wasn't, I wanted to create legislation for that. As of right now, I don't believe there is Wi-Fi over there. Or if it is, it sucks terribly. So.
No. Okay. All right, further comment on this project proposal? All right, any more other project proposals? All right, perfect. So moving to agenda item number 7, public comment. Public comment at this time. All right, moving to agenda item number 8, adjournment at 5:49 p.m.
Okay, just to clarify, we